Bringing things closer to home, on the phone is my Tribune colleague, Todd Lighty. Todd's a member of the Tribune's investigative team, and last week produced some great work regarding what we have in this race, the two wealthiest candidates ever to run for governor of the state of Illinois, and how the wealthy use certain techniques to try to shelter taxes. Todd, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, no problem, Rick. Good morning.
And put away the golf spikes, will you?
I do not golf, but that's okay.
I thought you'd like that as a lead-in for you. So you did a lot of research here, and the thing is, there wasn't necessarily a lot to work with when it comes to offshoring money by these candidates.
That's true. Basically, what we know and what everybody knows is that Mr. Pritzker and Mr. Rauner are very wealthy individuals. What we don't know is really a lot where that wealth is, where it resides. And the importance of that is, you know, as you seek public office, as we see more and more with President Trump in Washington, D.C., and more wealthier people running for office, the importance of knowing where someone's wealth is, it reflects on how whether their interests will conflict with the interests of the voters of Illinois, right? And so we tried to pierce that a little bit to find out where that wealth is. Mr. Pritzker's is tied up in offshore trusts and domestic trusts in more than 300 entities in which he has investments in, and some of those investments are registered in the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands. Mr. Rauner, who's a wealthy private equity investor, he has more than 100 entities he has interests in, and some of those also are registered offshore in the Cayman Islands. What we don't know is the amount of money that's invested offshore, or particularly what those offshore funds are invested in. So it's a little murky what companies or other interests they may have offshore.
So what is the purpose of having investments that are offshore in the Cayman Islands and the Bahamas?
Well, there are legitimate good reasons for that. Is there can be offshore funds created in the Caymans, as many of them are, to draw foreign investors and pension funds and endowments to invest in that. There are legitimate reasons for tax avoidance, which is, you know, avoiding taxes is a legal strategy. Nothing wrong with that. People do that all the time. Where it becomes a problem is if people actually evade taxes and run tax scams offshore. There's no suggestion that Mr. Pritzker or Mr. Rauner are involved in that, but at the end of the day, one truly never knows because we don't have access to their federal and state tax returns. Both candidates have declined to release those except for the first two summary pages of those forms.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the constant answer we get is when we ask for more detail is, I released the cover pages and here's my statement of economic interest filed with the state. But that's not a suitable explainer of the financial situation involving these candidates.
And you're right, Rick. I mean, as you know from covering politics for years in Illinois and elsewhere, that it's become more and more push towards transparency, the candidates disclose their finances. And here we have a Republican and a Democrat who are more alike when it comes to their finances than they are different. While they may have different policy objectives and stances, when it comes to their money, they're one and the same. And that is less is more. The less they tell us, the more we want to know, and we sort of cannot get there.
Well, and you have all, it's almost like candidates that talk about education funding is the most important thing. Education's most number one. And it's like, I'll be the most transparent governor you've ever had. You know,
it is sort of like that. And it's a vitally important issue, again, as I say, because the richer you are, the potential for conflicts become that much greater, right? Now, Mr. Pritzker has said if he's elected that he'll set up a blind trust to run his finances. Now, that would be a true blind trust, would be an independent trustee with no relationship to Mr. Pritzker, and almost all his wealth would be turned over to that person to run. We don't have details on that. His campaign has said that his lawyers are continuing to work those details out.
And that's in contrast to what we've seen with Governor Rauner.
Yes, a good point. Governor Rauner has what he calls blind trust procedures. They are not a true blind trust. And what he's done, he has given an investment firm, a New York City investment firm, power of attorney over his and his wife's investment decisions. Now, that investment firm, as I said, Roundtable, is not fully independent of Mr. Rauner. Mr. Rauner's an investment net firm. He has at least two or three funds in which he invests from that firm, and that firm's top management is a major campaign contributor to Mr. Rauner.
We're speaking to my Tribune colleague Todd Leidy from the Trib's investigative team. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. And joining me on the phone is my Tribune colleague from our investigative team, Todd Leidy. We're talking about the work he did in looking into the offshore investments of J.B. Pritzker and Governor Bruce Rauner. And Todd, I was kind of curious because, and I was playing some of the audio cuts from the last gubernatorial debate, and you hear Governor Rauner say, well, Pritzker doesn't pay, he doesn't pay income taxes because his money's offshore. What do we know about that?
Well, what we know is this, that Pritzker will not release the tax returns on any of the trusts he benefits from, domestic or offshore. The offshore trusts were set up generations ago for the benefit of Mr. Pritzker and his relatives by his grandfather. What he says about the offshore funds, the money from that, he does not personally benefit. He says that that money, it goes into his family charity. So it all just goes from offshore into the charity, then the charity then disperses it. But he does not personally benefit from that. Now, having said that, it gets a little more convoluted in that we were able to determine that there was an offshore shell company set up in the Bahamas in which he benefits from. One of those is something called Moreau Capital Holdings. And interestingly enough, we found that Moreau Capital Holdings had an interest in one of Pritzker's companies buying land from the city along the Chicago River. And what the idea was that they would use that land to launch duck boat tours downtown. Now, we know nothing about Moreau Capital Holdings other than Mr. Pritzker says that's was set up not by him, but by a trust. We don't know. It's just a shell company. Does it have any investments? What else is it invested in? And since we wrote that story initially back in the spring, we've kind of find out that that land deal is dead, that the city and Pritzker's company cannot come to an agreement, I guess, on the sale of that. So this is sort of the murky area of trying to figure out where these super wealthy candidates might have money invested or through what companies, because there are a series of LLCs and shell companies and trusts and investment funds that the rich use that the everyday sort of middle class person would never have access to.
Well, and the other day when Governor Rauner was out at an event on the north side, basically asked him, since this has become a subject of his attacks on Pritzker, about, you know, is there something hypocritical about criticizing Pritzker over offshore investments when you too, Governor, you have offshore investments as well? And then it became, well, I don't have as much as he does, kind of thing. I mean, and never gets to the root of, you know, well, why did you make that decision? And it gets murkier there too, because some of this involves the Rauner Family Foundation.
You're right, Rick. Throughout the campaign, Mr. Rauner's attacked Mr. Pritzker for his offshore holdings, calling him a trust fund baby. What Mr. Rauner has not talked about were his own offshore holdings. He has at least three investment funds that he has money parked in that are registered out of the Cayman Islands. And even while he was governor, his own family foundation, the Rauner Family Foundation, invested more than $10 million in a fund in the Cayman Islands. And this is why he was governor. The thing that got a little tricky for us trying to understand is how did that $10 million investment come to be? Originally, his campaign said Mr. and Mrs. that Bruce Rauner and his wife controlled the investment decisions. They later came back and said, no, it's the power of attorney Roundtable who does that. but the books were in the care of Bruce Rauner's wife, Diana. The investment manager is listed as J.P. Chase and not Roundtable, at least the most recent form in which there is an investment manager listed. So you're right. When it comes to their offshore investments, they have not been very clear about just what it is that they have and how it came to be.
Now, in doing the reporting on this, I thought you might be able to help explain the Paradise Papers and what that is and how that helped inform our reporting.
Sure. Paradise Papers are a trove of leaked documents, millions of pages of documents, and it deals mainly with wealthy people and how they invest offshore. And most of those documents came from a firm called Appleby. It's a major offshore law firm that says it has the represents the right people in the right places. And in with that, this is a project that we partner with the International Consortium of Journalists to do. And what we were able to do is we were able to run the various entities and interests that Mr. Pritzker and Mr. Rauner have through the Paradise Papers. And one of the things we found, for instance, as it relates to Mr. Rauner, was that his former private equity firm, GTCR, was at one point considered a major client of Appleby's for offshore investments. So it shows you that Mr. Rauner's former private equity firm was very active offshore as well.
But yet he, when we ask him questions about that activity or at GTCR, he seeks to minimize that.
Yeah, he said he left GTCR prior to 2013. He would not they would not respond to any questions about how long have you been a client of Appleby's offshore? How long has GTCR been a client? How did you come to hire them? What interest do they have for you offshore? So those questions went unanswered. And that's what both candidates did. Mr. Pritzker and Mr. Rauner declined to be interviewed. One. Two, we submitted very detailed questions to both campaigns, and they did not respond necessarily to each detailed question. We submitted three dozen questions to Mr. Pritzker, and we got back a stock, pretty much six-paragraph statement that they had issued earlier when he released his taxes last fall.
And, you know, again, this is very important, folks, because, and it's not a partisan thing. It's just very important when you have people who are very wealthy and have various investment interests. And basically, if you ever saw these forms, they basically give you, you know, some investment name, trust XYZ. You don't know what those are invested in, and it creates this huge potential for a conflict of interest.
So, and that's right, Rick. Andrew Stoltman, who we interviewed for the article, he's a Chicago-based securities lawyer, said that exactly. The potential conflicts are much more material simply because the more money you have, the greater the potential to favor a particular industry or a tax change that benefits you.
And
we just don't know much about their finances.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Except we both know they've got a lot of cash. Todd Leidy, my colleague at the Chicago Tribune from the Trib's investigative unit, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, Rick.